Good afternoon, everybody. We're going to go ahead and get started. So thank you, everybody, for joining us this afternoon for the new GTLD Registry Operator Engagement discussion. My name is Krista Papik, and I'm the Director of Registry Services. So here's the agenda for this afternoon's session. Essentially, this session is to explain to you guys, especially new registry operators and or those of you that are about to become new registry operators, what the registry services team is, how we support you, and where you can get the support you need from us. So before we go into who we are and how we do that, I thought I would take a couple minutes just to talk to you a little bit about or show you a little bit about how the namespace is evolving. So prior to July of last year, this is what the previous namespace looked like. Here you see the number of GTLD registries that were under contract at basically at this time, same time last year, which is 22. Things are changing a little bit. If you look at this slide, you'll notice that the dark blue dots represent the registries that we had contracted with as of this time last year. The turquoise dots or the lighter blue dots represent the number of new registries that have contracted since then. And then the gray dots represent the estimated number that we expect to see over in the future here. Also, just as a point or whatever, a piece of information of, this shows a total of 462 contracts currently signed with ICANN for registries. And of those 462, approximately 300 have been delegated so far. So this slide here is the same numbers, but just created to sort of depict what the scale looks like over time. So again, you'll notice to the bottom left of the screen the number of registries that we had prior to July of last year, and then what that scale has looked like over time until this present date and time, and then how that's going to scale up over the next 12 to 24 months. So, the question here is, how do we scale as a team to support you guys, and what are the things that we need to do, and how do we engage with one another so that we can help to support that scale, both on the services that we deliver, but also on the engagement and the relationship side of things. And just as a point to make sure everybody understands the numbers, again, these